In this episode, we will be using BattleBards sound effects. Check them out, battlebards.com. And if you're signing up for a Prime account, be sure to use our code STACK to get a discount. The red-tinted world around you thrums. Your rage continues to boil within you as echoes of the shattering ice and the cracked visage of the captain of the gear in the spur slides across the flagstones under the white light of the moon. The unblinking eyes stare upward into the night. But you don't have time for that. Your honed senses tell you that danger is approaching. The swirling shadow coalesces and something gigantic moves within it, and you realize now you have to act. Your rigid muscles tense and you spring into action. As you move, you feel new swiftness, new mobility, and with renewed vigor, you dive into action. Welcome to level 16, Tira.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Let's talk about what you pick up.
Okay, so there's a couple of things actually this time. The main thing is I could choose an ability score improvement or a feat. And as Rhett very aptly reminded me, I have lots of feats already that I keep forgetting to use. So I think I'm just going to concentrate on remembering to use the feats I already have and take the ability score improvement.
So what'd you decide to improve?
Right. So I put both points on dexterity, raising it from a 14 to a 16.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah. So it raises that modifier up to 3. And the main thing, the main effect is it raises my armor class, finally. I mean, I know 16 is a good armor class, particularly for a level 1 character, and that is what Tira's armor class has been since day 1. Mm-hmm. Her armor class has not changed since the beginning. So it was great up front when we were facing level 1 monsters, and level 3 monsters, and level 6 monsters, but at level 15 and 16 monsters, she's getting hit way too easily, in my opinion. I think after all the battles she's been in, all the danger she has faced, all the wisdom and savvy she's gained, she should be a little more...
Hard to hit.
Hard to hit, yeah, a little more elusive. So I really wanted that armor class increase. So now her base armor class is 17, and when she has Peter's Cloak of Protection on, that adds 1, so which she is wearing right now. She basically keeps it on all the time at this point.
And that also increases your initiative.
Yes, so my initiative increased by, didn't increase by 3, it increased to 3. And additionally, my rage damage increases from plus 3 to plus 4. So with the fancy axe, that means it's a 1d12 plus 7 plus 4 while I'm raging. So that's crazy.
That becomes a 23 max damage.
On a single hit.
Boy, Tira is a beast. Before we close out, let's go ahead and roll for your hit point boost.
Okay, so my hit die, as always, is a d12. So I have a floor of 7. Let's see what happens. Woo! Ooh. That's the first time in a while I've rolled above a 7. So I rolled a 10 plus constitution. Yay! Wow. So that my constitution modifier is a 4. So I get to add 14. Get to add 14 to my current base of 177. So that makes it what? 191?
Yep.
Holy mackerel. So Tira's base hit points is now 191. Well, that comes in handy because just before we started recording, I thought, let me quickly tally up how many hit points I'm down to at this point in the battle. Mm-hmm. And from my previous max of 177, I was down to 98. So now I'm actually down to, you know, 100 and some odd.
Yeah, you're down to 98 still.
Really?
Yeah.
That stinks. Yeah. Well, when I rest back up, I will be
exactly
practically invincible.
That's substantial. And I'm glad to see that. The party needs somebody who can take the sort of punishment that you are.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see it. So before we conclude this, I think you made some good choices here, and I think that's going to work to your benefit, and we'll see where that takes you. Is there anything else you'd like to share, thoughts about Tira's path or past or anything that you'd like to talk about before we wrap this?
Just that I'm eager to see how she finishes this whole quest up. I mean, she started off with a certain level of naivete in that she was very optimistic and just felt like she could go out and conquer the world. And I think she's faced some pretty dark things, some pretty tragic things. And it'll be interesting to see the potential for that to change her personality a little bit. Maybe offer her some temptations to act dishonorably or like impulsively in a negative way. We'll see. I don't know. It'll depend on what the DM offers me. But yeah, I definitely think that she needs to come out of this at the end nobler, but nobler by means of having faced something
having
bad.
Overcome.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've given me quite the challenge.
And so there you go. Do something with that.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that you're asking for more. That's exciting to hear. And I think it's commensurate. I think it deals well with where you've been and where you're going. So it makes sense to me. And it makes for a good story. So thank you. And as always, I appreciate how each of you, all the players we've had on this podcast throughout, have really played into their characters, I think, in ways that I've not seen before in not just in players in general, but these players in particular. So seeing Michael so invested with Womber Bash,
and
Catherine with her character, really playing to her character.
Really right. Quickly.
And I don't know what to attribute that to other than the players are just responding very well.
It's a good story. We have a good setup from our DM, and I mean, plenty to work with, you know, from your descriptions of what's coming up or what's around us. I mean, we have lots of food for our own improvisation, our own world exploration. So this has been such a good collaboration, I think, from the beginning.
Really rewarding to see this world take shape.
Yeah.
So I'm very thrilled. Stackers, we'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Stack of Dice. Email us at stack.odice@gmail.com. And certainly you can join us on our Discord server. We would love to hear from you there. We will look forward to continuing our story with you again soon, right here at Stack of Dice.
This my It's that time of year, so now, because Mandy started doing it too. It's like she's in, she's out, she's innocent. Now that the weather is nice, they're going to be like, ah. All right, so 16, I get an ability score improvement, and my rage damage goes up.
Ooh, to?
To 4.
And that's the max, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so ability score improvement, is that 1 or 2?
2 points.
I can do 2 at 1 or 1 for 2.
Or you can pick a feat.
Yeah.
And feats you tend to forget.
Yeah, I feel like I have enough feats that I should just learn to use those.
Yeah.
And I know we talked a little bit about if I put all my dexterity, then my armor class would go up.
By
Is
one.
That right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you would go from a 14 to a 16.
No, I am 14 to 16, which would then
bump you to 17 base.
Right.
As long as you're wearing your cloak, or is that?
No, so 16 in my base, and then plus 1 with the cloak on. So I'd have 17 base and then 18. Yeah, I really think I want to do that just because I feel like at this point, Tira is just too easy to hit. I mean, 1 point isn't going to make a huge difference, but I mean, you often...
Every point matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You often roll 17s against me, and so if I had the cloak on, that wouldn't hit. Mm-hmm. Whereas right now it does. And I know that right now the monsters that we come up against are rolling in the 20s, so it's kind of a moot point. But it just feels like she needs to be a little more stout. Mm-hmm. I mean, my armor class is what it was from day one. I feel like at 16 it should be a little higher. Yeah, considering like everything, she's been through so many battles, it seems odd that her armor class would never improve.
Yeah, really the only offset you have is your hit points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I can soak up more damage,
right.
But it'd be nice if I could avoid 1 hit out of 10.
Yeah, and because you're a barbarian, your hit point pool technically doubles as long as you're being hit by...
Oh, yeah, when I'm in a rage.
Bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing
while
you're in a rage, right? So that 177... currently becomes 354, which is not bad. You could take a lot of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't I just do that? So then this becomes a 3?
Yes. And we'll talk more about that in the episode. Ooh. And?
And my rage damage goes up by...
Rage damage goes up by one. Yeah. And your initiative score goes up by one.
It does?
Yeah, because your dexterity is... Your modifier is your bonus.
Didn't help me on this episode. I mean, listen, I have advantage on initiative and my, you know, modifier is now three, but it's still like, what was it? Even with advantage, my initiative roll was 11. So bad. It was so bad.
Sometimes the dice just don't like
they
you.
Just don't cooperate.
We need a dice warmer.
Yeah. So that I can go ahead and just write that in normally because that's not going to change again.
Right.
I've been writing it lightly because it was always going up, but no point in doing that now because that's where it's going to stay.
All right, you ready?